welcome back to Eco Talk. And I love this story. Came across it in the New York Times last week. And it's a perfect example to highlight on Eco Talk, where we say we green the red and blue states one show at a time because we're all in the same boat and it appears to be sinking. And we have a lot of problems facing us as a country, as a planet. And we have solutions, too, especially here in America, where we're known for ingenuity and innovation. But sometimes it seems like maybe the solar power's there, the wind power's there, even geothermal. But where's the willpower? It's in Reynolds, Indiana. You're going to love this story. Joining me is Lieutenant Governor of Indiana, Becky Skillman. She's also Secretary of Agriculture, to tell us what this town of about 500 residents is doing to try to get us off oil, foreign and otherwise, and really start a one-town rebellion. And they're ambitious enough to be getting the attention of the New York Times. Must be doing something right in the early stages. So thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Love to tell this story.
Tell us how it started.
Well, our State Department of Agriculture adopted a strategic plan last year and adopted bioenergy as one of the seven strategies we would pursue. But working in concert with our Indiana Office of Energy, we set forth to establish a biotown USA, if you will. A logical suspect was a small community of Reynolds. This is a community of 500 or so in White County in northern Indiana.
Fairly conservative, would you say, politically?
Conservative in many ways.
Including literally now.
Very small towns, a lot of farmers, producers, and local elected officials that we approached who may have been a little skeptical on first blush, but then became so excited at the prospect of their community being the first in the country, maybe the first in the world, to become energy self-sufficient.
The Reynolds Rebellion, trying to secede from the rest of the country, at least get off the grid. I love it. Of those 533 residents, how many would you say would call themselves environmentalists?
Now all of them would call themselves
I was going to say before the wake-up call, before the eco-epiphany.
Maybe 30%.
Okay, not bad, not bad. Are they doing this for environmental reasons, or was this part of the initial push, or is that just coming along with it as they start to connect the dots?
Oh, indeed, the community of Reynolds understands the impact to the environment. They are so proud of doing a good deed and for setting a good example for many other communities in Indiana. We've said all along that this is a showcase project on how communities can use homegrown fuel to become energy self-sufficient, and they're very proud to be leading the way.
And how is Biotown doing it exactly, and how far along are they?
We set three phases, and last November, we completed phase one of Biotown. I went into the community as well, where we held Extreme Energy Makeover Day.
I love it.
We took the sledgehammer to the old traditional gas pump to make way for the biofuel island. General Motors was a partner and delivered 20 brand new flex fuel vehicles. We drew the names of 20 lucky residents of Reynolds who get these vehicles for a two-year period. And one goal was for Reynolds to become the highest user of flex fuel vehicles in the country per capita.
And GM makes flex fuel. So are you in some kind of partnership with them now to get more?
Yes. We have been very pleasantly surprised of the number of residents within the community of Reynolds who have gone out and purchased new flex fuel vehicles.
And are many of them also converting to biodiesel, those who may have older Volkswagens or Mercedes?
That is certainly the plan.
Mm. What about ethanol? Is that easy to get in Reynolds, Indiana?
You know, it wasn't easy to get in Indiana at all until one year ago. That has been one of our strategies and a push we've made. Just last May in 2005, there were no public stations in the state of Indiana where you could purchase E85, an 85% ethanol blend. And today we have more than 30 pumps or 30 communities in the state selling E85, or will very soon, and another 14 or so to come online. We hold seminars regularly for retail station owners and managers, and at our last meeting we had 55 new organizations that were interested enough to express some interest in carrying E85 as well. We also celebrate every time we have a school corporation, a local unit of government, a university that switches their fleets over to biodiesel.
Now, aren't you kind of in corn country? Why was it so hard to get ethanol before?
Well, indeed we are. I mean, we're a new administration of just 16 months in state government, and we are the fourth largest soybean state in the country. We are the fifth largest corn state in the country, and biofuel production and the use of biofuels should have been part of our culture here within the state, and we're working very hard to make it natural for all Hoosiers.
But I love that it is now. This has taken hold, and other cities, I hope, and towns are maybe going to be looking to you for guidance.
Well, I travel around the state in a Chevy Tahoe that runs on E85. It clearly says so on the door and is emblazoned with the state flag, has cornfields painted along the bottom. And the governor travels around the state in an RV that is powered by soy biodiesel. So we attempt to raise the awareness every day and have been pleasantly surprised at the number of Hoosiers who stop us to say, can my vehicle run on biofuel? Is it equipped? Where can we purchase it? So we're doing all we can to set a good example.
And this is exactly what should be happening. I have a bumper sticker on my Prius that says, Real Patriots Drive Hybrids. Well, Real Patriots use American ingenuity to get us off oil, to reduce global warming emissions, and it's not political. It's practical.
Well, you're right, and we're talking about this generation of biofuels, and it's so exciting to think of all that's ahead in the future. The next generation of biofuels, we're fortunate to be a partner in our state with Purdue University, who's just the leader on bioenergy and always working toward the next generation of biofuel.
Now, if I were to drive through Reynolds, and I won't make any don't blink jokes, would I see any hybrid cars? Would I see any solar panels? Have they gone that far? Do you get hybrid cars?
I would say at this point they know that the possibilities are limitless. They're just searching, trying to determine among themselves where they want to go beyond what the state has requested of them.
So what do you really need? You need some private financing to help make all of this green dream a reality?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, because for phase two, and this is a very, you know, challenging phase, we had said all along it could take 2 years to get that portion of the project off the ground, but we've already announced that someone has stepped forward, Rose Energy has stepped forward to be the private investor, to be the managing investor for this, what we call technology suite. It's in a three-phase operation, an anaerobic digester, a gasification, and this will use municipal waste, it will use animal waste, it will use corn stover, and there's three different technologies to produce this biofuel. We calculate that it will cost around $7 million for this total phase two, and that will all be done through private investment.
I love it. In addition to being corn and soybean country, as you said, it's also a hog farming town, and as you also said, agricultural waste is a big problem, animal waste is a huge problem. So,
oh, indeed.
And so how can you take what would otherwise be a problem and turn it into a solution?
Well, farmers are now, of course, having another way to dispose of their animal waste. So this new option is going to reduce odor. It's going to reduce the potential for runoff and manure spills. That's why we have such high hopes for many of these strategies being implemented in other communities around our state. That's been our hope all along. We've said this is the showcase project, but we want other communities to adopt many of these strategies and let them know that they can make it happen on their own. This wasn't done with a great deal of public money. A bit of federal energy dollars have gone into, you know, the promotion and the partnerships that we've had, the research, the celebration events, educational tools, if you will. Mm-hmm. But the bulk of this investment will be from private funding.
Now, just from a sociological point of view, in our last minute and a half, how is going from Reynolds, Indiana, to Biotown, Indiana, changed sort of the town psyche? Do you hear people speaking with more enthusiasm? Are they talking about different things? Is there kind of a renewal underway, or would that be going too far?
Well, I can tell you that each and every one of the residents are so proud. We had the U.S. Secretary of Energy in the capital city, certainly not in their town, and yet they chose to travel many miles to the state capitol and sit on the front row at one of our events with the U.S. Secretary of Energy because of the awareness within the federal government of their little Biotown USA. It's attracted a lot of national attention. Both the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture and U.S. Secretary of Energy have been here within the last 3 weeks.
As well, it should. I think there may be Biotown twos and threes and fours. Why not? You're setting a great example, and we're so proud of you. You and Montana Governor Brian Schweitzer really showing what can be done, what should be done, and it has nothing to do with politics. And it's about reducing waste and saving money and, most importantly, saving resources.
Well, good for farmers, good for the environment, good for the economy, and let's reduce our dependence on foreign energy sources.
Hear, hear. Thanks so much, Lieutenant Governor of Indiana, Becky Skillman. And I'm Betsy Rosenberg. You're listening to EcoTalk. If you'd like to hear more about today's subjects and find out about websites and links, you can learn more. Go to www.ecotalk.net. We'll be right back with Better World Travel, an alternative to AAA.